The Shriver Hall Concert Series is presenting their first concert of this year on Sunday, January the 27th at 5:30 p.m. Once again, the venue will be Baltimore Hebrew Congregation, and they're presenting violinist Jennifer Coe and pianist Shai Wozner, and a couple of Beethoven sonatas on the program. It's really lovely to welcome back the executive director of the Shriver Hall Concert Series, Catherine Cochran. It's lovely to see you again. Happy New Year.
Yes, Happy New Year.
So I think that the Kreutzer Sonata by Beethoven is arguably one of his best known works. Tell me a little bit about the earlier one that we don't know that much about.
Of course. The program opens with his D major violin sonata, Opus 12, number 1. And it was written in the late 1790s and is part of his first set of three violin sonatas, written around the time he was studying with Haydn and Salieri. And you can still see the clear classical influences in the three-movement structure and other elements, but there's still the revolutionary Beethoven in there with the emphasis on the violin and the distinct keys, and it's a lovely work.
And so then, of course, by the time we get to the ninth sonata, the Kreutzer, we've got all of that innovation of him coming through. And I'm so intrigued by the work with which they are sandwiching these two sonatas and the tie-in with the program. Tell me about that.
So this program is one of several that Jennifer Coe and Shai Wozner co-curated, looking at the impact and significance that Beethoven has had on a culturally diverse group of composers and musicians. And so you open with the D major sonata and then close with the Kreutzer sonata. And then between them is this 2015 work by Vijay Iyer called Bridge Tower Fantasy, influenced by the Kreutzer sonata, in between them, creating a lovely parallelism. And Beethoven originally wrote what we now know as the Kreutzer sonata for a man named George Bridgetower, who is an Afro-European violinist of great renown in his day. And they debuted it together in 1803, and then they had this massive falling out over a female acquaintance, and Beethoven rededicated it to Rudolf Kreutzer, who probably never actually played it. And Vijay Iyer describes his work as a collection of imaginings about George Bridgetower. It's not programmatic, but it takes on an episodic character assembled from contrasting fragments. And it's a piece rich in varying textures and wide range of sounds, with harmonics and pizzicatos and tappings and glissandos. And it's a wonderful contrast, but also just a beautifully constructed program with all these interconnections.
You were saying that Jenny Coe and Shai Wozner have curated a number of programs together, but of course they are unique artists as soloists as well.
Oh, for sure. So Jennifer Coe is an American violinist who was named Musical America's Instrumentalist of the Year in 2016. And she's been with the symphony several times here in Baltimore, but this is her Baltimore recital debut. She's constantly thinking forward and very proactively about a wide range of repertoire and composers, and has such a gorgeous, rich sound. And Shai Wozner is an Israeli-American pianist and has been described by NPR as having a keen musical mind and deep musical soul. And they've both worked with all the major orchestras and all the major conductors and are very active as chamber partners with each other and many others. And they've been playing together for a number of years.
This is Jennifer Coe, violinist, and pianist Shai Wozner, and they will be performing with the Shriver Hall Concert Series on Sunday the 27th at 5:30 p.m. at Baltimore Hebrew Congregation. More information is at shriverconcerts.org. As always, it's been a pleasure to speak to the series executive director, Catherine Cochran. Have a great year.
Thank you.